Lynn and Chris are still with us. And Lynn, do you have any questions that you would like to ask our in-house expert, Scott Horsley, here?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're with all the big businesses these days that are saying that they're going to continue to work remotely, we certainly are thinking the same thing and don't anticipate renewing our office lease because we've worked successfully for the last 2 months. So my question is, what's the future of cities? Do we think people will stay, or is everybody going to abandon for the suburbs?
You know, it's a good question. This is something my colleagues and I have been talking a lot about. We've been asking a lot of smart people about. The short answer, of course, is nobody knows, but there's certainly a lot of speculation out there. What will offices look like? Will people go back to offices at all now that they've demonstrated that they can work from home? You know, will the lights ever blaze over Broadway again? Undoubtedly, there are going to be changes. I mean, commercial real estate, especially in expensive cities, is going to have somewhat less of a premium now. I do have to say, though, and this is partly just my own gut, and also having, you know, lived through past periods when there were bold predictions that didn't necessarily materialize, I don't think this is going to completely redraw the map of the U.S. economy. I mean, I suspect at some point in the not too distant future, a lot of people will still see value in gathering together in person, not by Zoom call, with coworkers and friends and even complete strangers, both for business and for pleasure.
Chris
and Lynn, though, are mm-hmm. just an instructive example here, though, of just how, you know, creative and innovative and resilient the American business community is, and that's one reason for optimism.
Chris, do you have a question for Scott?
Yeah, I'm curious, you know, we're looking at guidelines and what reopening looks like, and I'm looking into things like UVC lights and things like that, not just to be installed for surface contact, but also, you know, how necessary is it to install that in our HVAC systems and things like that? Like, we're trying to reimagine what reopening looks like and what we need to start putting in place.
Yeah, NPR is discussing those things too. And do you feel, Chris, like you're getting good guidance from the experts at OSHA or the CDC? I mean, or are you kind of having to wing it?
I think it's a little bit of both. I understand the scientific community's hesitance to say specificity when there is no data to back it. And that's the problem, is obviously sometimes a lack of availability. Like, for instance, the 6-foot thing. I mean, we were going, okay, we can close every other row, and that's 6 feet apart, and that's great, but now I'm hearing 6 feet may not be enough, and especially if we're talking about an indoor space for, you know, where people are amongst other, you know, folks for 2 hours at a time. So I feel like I really want some clarity or guidance or you know, at least to know what I don't know for sure versus when I might know it.
Yeah, I hear that same thing from a lot of business people, and you're in good company. Good luck.
Well, it's been great visiting with both of you. Chris Escobar owns the Plaza Theater in Atlanta. Lynn Stout is the owner of Bond Events in Virginia. Good luck to you both. Keep in touch. And thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks so much.
We've also had NPR's chief economics correspondent, Scott Horsley, who has been with us many evenings through these last 3 months. Scott, thank you for bringing this wisdom and answering all of these listeners' questions for us over these last 10 weeks.
You know, we have the best listeners. They ask the best questions, so it's been a lot of fun.
I agree. Up next, we look back at some of the most important things we've learned since this show began. Stay with us. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.